Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 10th of May, and going through Sunday, the 16th. And this is quite a week because Jupiter is going to change signs this week, and Saturn is getting close, very close to its retrograde. It is going to be pretty much in its stationary as we get through the end of the week. And I'm mentioning those two together because, as you may recall, last December, Jupiter joined Saturn in Aquarius, starting a 20-year emphasis on this air sign. Saturn will continue in Aquarius long after Jupiter has gone. And that's because we need a lot of lessons, and we have to work pretty hard to actually get where we're going. And lots of stuff comes up along the way, doesn't it, to make us look at how we are perceiving, how we're thinking, what we are projecting, what we're believing, and how that will influence the future and our physical selves, if you are only interested in that. But it is an important factor. Well, the week begins with the Taurus moon and the fourth quarter phase. This is the dark moon Monday. That precedes the new moon on Tuesday. So you can't see it in the sky. That's because it's so close to the sun. And it will be only in the sky when the sun is in the sky. So that's what that's about. Now, this dark moon in Taurus is actually having some pretty good aspects as we go through the daylight hours. We have a sextile from the moon in Taurus to Mars in Cancer, 5:12 p.m. So what this is to me is we're on the verge of starting this new cycle with the new moon in Taurus. So we are looking at what we want to let go of, and Taurus doesn't like to let go very much of anything any time. But this is the time when we may be revising our ways of doing things so that we can have a better outcome. So we start to set intentions, and the intentions for Taurus may be about money, possessions, real estate or the physical home itself, and also our relationship to our body, our values, and that includes our self-worth, and also just the whole idea of preservation and nature, the garden. So there's quite a lot that you may be looking at that has to do with Taurus. And to sextile Mars in Cancer for this day, Mars is passionate about the security of the home and family. And we're seeing so much of this in the outer world, maybe in our own life. We want to secure ourselves. It's been a rocky ride. I do believe that most of us are having a little bit of post-traumatic shock disorder, if it wasn't from politics, which it could have been, because we found out that there's like two different belief systems that are very different in this country. And we never really noticed on this level before, and for some it's been pretty shocking. And then of course COVID came along, and basically bottom line, we had a paradigm shift. Jupiter and Saturn went into Aquarius, and we have had to embrace change, radical change. Well, again, not the easiest thing to do. So the whole feeling self can be very concerned about holding on to things and being secure. And this is what Monday is looking at. So there's nothing wrong with having a plan and trying to make things work. Nothing wrong with that at all. The issue of the emotion on it and using emotional drive instead of having a positive vision is something that we all could be working on now. So keep that in mind while you're there on Monday with your sextile, which is going to make a nice, easy day for you to go out and do some shopping, particularly for food, Monday the 10th, and things that are needs of the home and needs of your body. 5:12 p.m. is the exact time on the Eastern time for this sextile to complete. Then we move to the surprising moon conjunction Uranus and Taurus, 6:35 p.m. So something changes. All that planning and something changes. You know, it happens, doesn't it? But it's a very brief window. It's just a bit over an hour, really, where we have that. If you are out and about, be aware. People may do unusual and surprising things with a Moon-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. But, you know, you may be changing the menu suddenly. And that's an easier way to look at it. Moon in Taurus after this is going to square Saturn in Aquarius. And that's until 10:55 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is the aspect that's coming in for the new moon also, which will be the next afternoon at 3 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon Eastern Time. So the moon square Saturn is a little bit about what I've just spoken about, the desire of the instinctive feelings to stay preserved and steady and grounded, and the lessons of change, the lessons and the ways to change, which are wise. Saturn is a teacher, and Saturn is wise. It's not always friendly and fun, that's for sure, but it is there to help us make progress. So, here is your conflict. If you are in the evening, in this time where you might be chatting with others, do be aware that there are very different energies, possibly, and don't try to push other people, because it won't work, and it'll just cause a lot of feeling, bad feeling. Moon square Saturn can also bring on feelings of disappointment, despair, and, you know, just the obstacles that are overwhelming. So see if you can do something other than eat, which is the Taurus thing, the go-to for the moon in Taurus, when it's upset, to bring yourself back to peace. You know, Bach flower remedies are good for that. So we go into Tuesday in the dark moon phase, because that's where we are before the new moon. And the Taurus new moon at 3 o'clock in the Eastern time zone is an interesting one. It has some thorny places because it's conjunct something we don't talk about much on my particular platform, which is the dark moon Lilith. But it is exactly, pretty much close to exact. And that is a point. It's not a thing. It's a point in the sky where the moon's orbit is furthest from the Earth. Lilith is always in that point. And so we are, interestingly enough, with the moon, the new moon, approaching the furthest away from Earth while it's in Earth sign. So we may feel a little unsteady, even though Taurus could be very grounded at this new moon, but we may not really get to feel that. However, we do have some assistance, and that comes from Pluto in Capricorn, which is trine, and sextile from Neptune in Pisces. So if you can allow the spiritual energy to come in and give you some ideas other than just rational thinking, you may find that you are coming up with some of those ways that you wanted to maintain some stability. The Mars energy in Cancer is actually in the exact degree approaching sextal to Uranus in Taurus. So it's open to exploring some of the changes in finance or changes in the home or changes in the way of dealing with the body, especially because Mars is in the sign of food, also Cancer, nurturing. And again, the home, but the family inside the house, the sense of protection, of having your shell around you is the Cancerian energy on that. But nurturing is so important. So there are ways we are exploring of shifting and changing a bit, which is a good thing to see in this new moon. So there's some hope for that. But Saturn is also still square Uranus. As it goes stationary and Uranus is still direct, and as Saturn moves backwards, we will have another exact square coming soon. So this, again, we're not out of the woods with the imperative for change and the resistance to it. And that book that I mentioned last week, The Last Days of Night, Graham Moore's wonderful book about the war between Westinghouse and Edison in the late 1800s over who has the patent on the electric light bulb and which current, AC or DC, is going to be the current that we use. So this was a time of radical change and a lot of issues coming up. People were very worried, you know, the average person, and some states did not want to get wired because it could be dangerous, etc. and so forth. And there were people very heavily invested, the ones in the coal industry with the coal gas. So we are in resonance to that time. But as you know, we don't still have gas lights. And therefore, our air is cleaner because that wasn't really helping us a lot. So this idea of change, the change is going to be the thing that carries forward. We never go backwards. And we are heading in those directions, but we aren't out of the conflict yet. But if you're a proponent for change, this is music to your ears. If you aren't, then you're going to argue that. You won't believe it. That's the way we deal with things, you know, generally. Mercury in the rational, analytical Gemini is moving into an exact trine to Saturn in Aquarius. So our mind is ready to receive more information. And yes, yes, we will. But Jupiter is in that 29th degree of Aquarius. So if you want some expansion in your consciousness, hurry up, because it'll be a while before the direct motion and it gets back into Aquarius for a little while. We'll talk about that in just a minute. So we move on from the new moon and we find ourselves in the sextal to Neptune, 5:47 p.m. And the Mars exact, sextal to Uranus and Taurus, 10:48 p.m., and the Moon's trine to Pluto. These are the aspects that are in the new moon playing out, and that trine comes at 2:07 a.m. So the trine to Pluto retrograde now is about reevaluation. So at the new moon, you're reevaluating. It's not just all the same structures, not all the same traditions, not everything the way it has been, but what do we need to revise? Okay. When we wake up on Wednesday the 12th in the Eastern time zone at 8:23 a.m., we have the exact square of Moon in Taurus to Jupiter in Aquarius. And so we might wake up with a lot of issues about holding on to things and freedom. Possessive is a word that Taurus can be very possessive. And Aquarius doesn't, not into that. But also we can be a little bit on the excessive side as we wake up that day. But we'll go into a void of course moon and quickly out of a void of course moon, because at 8:43 a.m., just 20 minutes later, the moon enters Gemini. Now, the Gemini trip is going to be great for us to get things going. It is a day where Mercury is making the exact trine to Saturn in Aquarius at 2:34 p.m. is exact. So here is a great time to get information, details, new ideas, speak to somebody who knows stuff about those things that you need to know, particularly if it's technology or something, you know, unusual, Aquarian. And while this is happening, Gemini moon goes to the conjunction to Venus until 6:20 p.m. So there is an atmosphere of charm in that day, and charming is what this aspect would be. So it's a great time to reach out to people and connect, because it will be light and happy. And one thing, you know, if you've read my daily forecast, you've read my evaluation of Venus and Gemini, which is probably very different in some ways than a lot of other people, because they like to just emphasize the flightiness of Venus and Gemini. I know some people who have Venus in Gemini who were married for a long time. It does require somebody who's stimulating intellectually. Don't be boring for Venus in Gemini. But one of the things that Venus does is brings love into the thoughts and into the words, communicating in a way that can be uplifting and positive, and I think that's a great thing. So we have that in the day. And after this, the moon is going to go for the trine to Saturn. So we're going to start stabilizing, bringing stuff in, finding the ways to make it work. And that goes all the way to 12:03 p.m. on Thursday. In the meantime, Sun in Taurus has made the sextile to Neptune. In the wee hours of Thursday morning, it was exact. So Taurus is allowing some of the Pisces visionary quality to come in to assist you also. It's the start of a new lunar month with a wonderful group of aspects, as I said, to get you going. And if you needed to speak to somebody, Moon conjunction Mercury in Gemini, 2:32 p.m. So you've got a couple of hours. This would have been a great time to have a lunch with somebody or try and reach somebody. Or send your email, send your communications on Thursday morning. Because after 2:32 p.m., a couple of things happen. One is the moon moves on to the monthly square to Neptune in Pisces. So you've had your ride. By Thursday afternoon at 2:32 p.m., just let go of the reins, you know. And it's just going to do what it does. And it's until 6:51 a.m. on Friday that we have the moon square Neptune. So now the messages are not clear. It's hard to reach people. The directions are wrong. You know, all of that stuff that's moon in Gemini square Neptune comes in. As you're in the later afternoon and evening on Thursday. At 6:36 p.m. on Thursday, Jupiter enters Pisces. And this is a big shift because we're going from the air realm now and we're going into the deep sea waters. And it is a sign that before they found Neptune, Jupiter was the ruler of Pisces as well as Sagittarius. You had a few a few planets having two by necessity. So Jupiter in Pisces, let me just tell you when it goes back into Aquarius, because it will retrograde back into Aquarius on the 28th day of July. So this dip into Pisces is brief, but it will give us enough feeling of change because we expand in the Jupiter energy, and Pisces is a very strong feelings nature. In fact, it's so impressionable that sometimes it's taking on things that don't belong to it in terms of the emotional energies of what's around. It's really the most watery of water signs, in the sense that it's the mutable water. So it's the water that changes form, and there's a lot of change and fluctuation in the feelings. Also, tremendous amounts of psychic energy available, creative energy available. And when we have Jupiter in a sign that deals with compassion on the highest levels, we will be more inclined to give benefit to those who need it. Now, again, there's a political divide upon whether or not this is a thing to do, whether people should be helped or whether they should fend for themselves, etc. But Jupiter is going to expand in the sign that is sometimes called the philanthropic sign. Compassion for others will be more visible and more expected. At the same time, we have those negative aspects of Pisces, which can be deception. And, you know, this is a victimization. And this is what we have to be on guard against. And escapist behaviors, which can include substances. So we want to be aware, and we'll have those moments where we're also very interested in the whole realm of water, particularly the oceans, and so issues with coral reefs and the fish that are ocean dwellers and all of this stuff, and can we clean it up? You know, can we do something? This is going to be big. But again, it's just it's at the toe dipping into that ocean, because we're already in May and we're back in Aquarius by, you know, late July. So we've just got a couple of months, really, to have a look at that, and even just a little while in direct motion, because the retrograde for Jupiter in Pisces is going to take place on the 20th of June. That's a day, pretty close to the solstice, isn't it? Maybe it is the solstice this year. I'll have to look. At any rate, people who are Piscean or other water signs, and the Taurus sign and the Capricorn are going to have benefit when Jupiter is in Pisces. But only those people with very, you know, low degrees, 0, 1, and let's see, 2, goes up to 2 degrees of Pisces. So it's very early in the sign that will have the direct sense of that, you know, because it's going to retrograde. And when it retrogrades, this will internalize and we get to take a look at what those feelings were about until it goes back again into Aquarius, as I said. And it goes direct in Aquarius, will re-enter Pisces on the 29th day of December. All right, so this is what's going on as far as Jupiter is concerned, the bringer of benefits. It will also, at a certain point in time, perhaps change houses in your birth chart. And so it is going to be squaring the fire sign Sagittarius. It'll oppose the earth sign Virgo. And it will be squaring the air sign of Gemini. So we are, you know, kind of in the realm of the mutable energies, getting some need to learn how to use the force of Jupiter when it is in Pisces. And it'll come to a point of conflict where you're going to need to deal with it. But we'll talk about that more as it comes in for a longer period of time. That's the end of the year. Okay, but this is the week where it begins to be felt. 6:36 p.m., Thursday the 13th. And as you see, it happens while the moon is going square Neptune. And it is the Gemini moon, the mutable air sign, that's going to have a little trouble with Jupiter in Pisces. So we might get a little sense of that if we happen to be one of those who likes rational thought, and how we are not going to get much of it with Jupiter in Pisces. Also, we're going to be inclined to expand in the feelings mode. Friday, the 14th of May, we are basically getting that square to Neptune exact at 6:51 a.m. Eastern. So it's a kind of a foggy morning, literally or just mentally. And then we're in a void of course moon in Gemini day until 9:30 p.m. Now, this can be fun for moon in Gemini, that is, the birds and the butterflies. So, you know, we like to flit around and go from this to that, and it won't be obstructed in any way. So, you know, but it's just not a day that you make a plan or look for something specific. Just let things fly, let things go, and enjoy whatever comes your way on Friday the 14th. The moon will enter Cancer at 9:30 p.m. on Friday Eastern, and it will trine Jupiter in Pisces at 9:45 p.m. So you'll get 15 minutes of a real uplifting feeling, and maybe some interesting psychic understandings about your security issues or your home and your family. After 9:45 p.m. on Friday, we have an aspect coming in that will take until 8:35 p.m. on Saturday to complete. Moon in Cancer, sextile Uranus and Taurus. So this is also a positive energy for exploring change, exploring foods and how we relate to our body, maybe picking up some items. It's a shopping time for mainly kitchen, but other things with the home and garden. So we have a good Saturday, 15th. And then we have some tendency for discord and disturbance as the moon in Cancer joins Mars in Cancer. And what you'll have here is some very intense feelings. And that's until 1:06 a.m. on Sunday the 16th. So that evening on the East Coast, it's going into the later evening and into that 1:06 a.m. for us on the East Coast. Many of us will be asleep. And on the West Coast, you may be having that exact aspect, right, at 11:06 p.m. on Saturday. So be aware. Feelings are running very, very strong about things to do with home, family, security, and but maybe not in the exact same way. So avoid those kinds of discussions. And also foods can be very unsettling that evening. So you tried something new, you had these spices you never have, and you may be in an indigestion state. You can have irritation. This whole time with Mars and Cancer, the potential for foods to irritate are higher because the emotions are churning about security and nurturing. So it just sets the stage, so to speak, for you to have more reactions to these things. Moon conjunct Mars is even more so. So if you made those changes in your dinner, and I guess Saturday the 15th wasn't the time to do it. That wasn't the time to have, you know, those new spices, you know, rack out the jalapenos or, you know, whatever, chili. Could be, don't go to the Indian restaurant that night, you know. Do something normal and bland. And also, you know, just again, don't let yourself indulge in the fearful qualities of feeling insecure. Sometimes you're dealing with who rules the roost, because Mars in Cancer wants to be in control at home. But the Moon in Cancer may want to be in control too. So there you can have also a source of discord. Moon in Cancer will sextile, it will trine Neptune in Pisces at 6:42 p.m. on Sunday. So that's the aspect coming in all day on Sunday, and that is going to bring you back into a good state emotionally, harmonious, and also, again, very sensitive, psychic. You'll understand what was going on with Mars in Cancer. You know, you'll know how to handle it. Everything will come back into sort of a peaceful state. And, you know, this is also good for creative and spiritual energy. The sextile to the Sun in Taurus is for the rest of the evening on the East Coast and until 1:05 a.m. Eastern on Monday morning. So you get to feel more grounded and, you know, like everything's fine and we've got it all worked out. And then the Moon opposes Pluto until 1:23. So it's a short opposition. So kind of stick with your happy space and don't get into the feelings about how you're not getting enough warm fuzzies from this person whose whole life attention is on the outer world and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Try not to get into it. 2:23 a.m. here on the East Coast, which translates to, I guess, 11:23 p.m. Is that right? I'm trying to subtract in my head. On the West Coast. So you may still be up for the Moon opposition Pluto. But the Sun in Taurus is going trine Pluto at 5:49 a.m. So all's well that ends well. Structures will be seen. Something may need to change, but not yet. Now, that's the week. And next week, we get the Sun enter Gemini. So we're moving well away from the Taurus energy after our Taurus new moon when we get to the 20th. That is the day. And Saturn retrograde at 5:21 a.m. on Sunday, the 23rd. And coming up in May, you know, we've also got Mercury retrograde on the 29th, and a lunar eclipse, our first eclipse of 2021, on Wednesday, the 26th, the eclipsed moon in Sagittarius. That is something I've been offering a report on. We have four eclipses coming before the end of the year, two lunars, two solars. And I'm doing a report based on your birth chart. And the information is in the blog post, how you can order yours, and that will give you some insights into how all of these energies are working for you in terms of what might be ending and what new pathway is beginning, when and where. One of those eclipses is the first dip into the South Node Scorpio, North Node Taurus. This is our next nodal experience, and that's going to be next year. So, you know, we are always moving into new realms, and so it's good to know what might be on the agenda for ourselves as individuals. So, I wish you well with this Taurus new moon, and I will say goodbye for now.